This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
EB is doing absolutely nothing. The hot new trend amongst Gen Z workers.
Isn't that maybe the trend about just Gen Z in particular?
Isn't that the dream for all generations?
I think it generally is, yes. The raw dogging phenomenon has apparently gone underground.
All right, hold on. Let's just slow down. Raw dogging originally started, or at least went viral, was when guys would go on planes and just sit there. No phone, no reading, no nothing.
That's basically what this is, but now it's transferred over to subway travel for commuters.
So just sit there like a lemon.
They just stare.
They just
stare at the people.
They stare at their fellow commuters instead of perusing their phones. An alleged form of rebellion against return to office policies.
They're doing it on purpose.
They're doing it on
because
purpose.
Because they're pissed off. Like, they got to go into work.
Kind of like a silent protest. So it's been dubbed.
So dumb.
Dubbed barebacking.
So it's not raw.
It involves foregoing all tech and either gazing into space or, even worse, making repeated awkward eye contact with other passengers. Like you're some sort of serial killer on a subway train.
So you can't take a nap.
I think taking a nap would kind of fly in the face of whatever this is supposed to be.
It's pretty abnormal. Like when you're by yourself, you're going to look at your phone and
generally, yes.
Look up stories or whatever.
In 2025, 100%.
I watch TV more than I look up stories.
Yeah.
I'm the freak of this group.
You're just sitting in like a random fast casual. Mm-hmm. And just watching like an episode of a TV show.
Yeah.
That's and bizarre. So
I don't turn
while I'm eating,
night.
I don't watch, I don't, I don't put but away don't, my food and then
like,
sit down.
The though. Volume is up?
Very, very low. Nobody could probably hear it.
Nobody can probably
why would
hear
these,
it.
Or, why would I usually, or I'll have closed captions.
Why would these idiots, why wouldn't they just close their eyes and just take a 20-minute nap?
I don't know. They're so dumb.
They're staring at other people, which is pissing those people off that they're staring at.
Yeah, it's making other people
uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's definitely odd, but sometimes, like on the metro, I'll get motion sick sometimes if I'm reading too much.
It gets uncomfortable.
My tummy will stop bothering me, so then sometimes I'll put the phone aside, and it's fine.
I
know some of you guys can't even go to the bathroom without your phone, which I find pretty crazy.
I always bring my phone with me.
I can.
A poop? I mean,
Cakes goes in there and like stands there while he's peeing.
Well, that's crazy.
How am I not going to see what the NASDAQ futures are? That's 45 seconds where I could be seeing if the Dow Jones is going up or down.
I'll usually leave my phone in here if I go to the bathroom. Not
things.
Pooping. Pooping, you got to have your phone.
Oh, yeah. You got to have your phone. 100%. I mean, nobody dare sit down. Like, I'd almost stop mid-poop if I realized I didn't have my phone.
But for the majority of your life, you did without a phone.
Of course, but the majority, life changes. I'm not broken. We're all broken. We need this quick attention burst. So it's definitely not a good thing.
Yeah,
it's good in the sense that it entertains us, but it's not good for our brains. It's not good for anything.
They're probably benefiting.
No, but I've actually also heard that like raw dogging a flight is horrible too. For some reason, it's horrible for you.
Well, they're so dumb. It just makes the flight that much longer.
I think especially some people, they don't drink.
They're just stupid.
They don't drink fluids.
85% of the world is stupid.
Yeah.
put that entire group in there. Anybody who raw dogs on a plane or a subway.
Yeah, even if I'm
you're
not,
just an idiot.
Even if I'm not thirsty on a plane, there's no way I'm turning down the flight attendant if they offer me a delicious Coke Zero or ginger ale with a glass
never,
of ice.
You've never turned it down?
Never once.
I've turned it down.
Why would I turn it down?
Because I don't want to pee. I just want to get the rest of the flight in. I don't want to have to get up and pee.
I've slept through it many times.
That's one reason why I
I'm never asleep on a plane, so I'm always there as they're bumping into your armrest going down the aisle.
You don't even try to sleep, even if it's broken sleep?
I just can't. I mean, when I flew to Costa Rica, we took a red eye. Yeah. We were literally the only people in the airport.
You were awake the whole time?
Couldn't have been more white knuckled and uncomfortable. Because the plane, for whatever reason, the plane on the flight to Costa Rica was the least comfortable plane I've ever been in. The flight back was fine.
Yeah.
I could relax.
Same airline.
Avianca. I don't know the explanation.
You had two completely different experiences.
Completely different. I even had an entire row where I popped the armrest up and tried to lie down.
Expectations affect the outcome. He has no expectation of ever falling asleep on a plane, so it's not going to happen. He doesn't even try.
I just don't think it'll ever happen.
See, he doesn't try.
I would need to be seriously.
How did you try on the red eye? Did you try to fall asleep? Or did you have screen in front of you the whole time?
I just told you. I had an entire row to myself.
You tried to lay down. So okay, but that's uncomfortable.
I popped up the armrest. I tried to lay down on the world's least comfortable seats.
Right. Mm-hmm. You just couldn't do
and
it.
And I said, this is untenable. Did I'm tell not going to be able to sleep.
Did I tell you what Meg's volleyball team did?
No.
And a lot of other teams apparently did this. The girls, when they would travel, let's say they were going to Princeton or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like a, I don't know, 3 or 4 hour trip. They set up on the team bus. They would set up doggy things. Those doggy things. So like when you guys might know about it. It's like a dog. What's the thing you lay on in your backyard? Like you know what I'm saying? If you're just cruising,
a hammock,
like a dog
a
hammock.
A dog hammock. Okay.
Yeah. And they would set it up between the two rows.
Okay.
And then they would. That's how they would sleep.
Never heard of this.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And their sleep improved?
And they can sleep comfortably?
Sleep was better?
Yeah, it's like sleeping in a hammock.
On a butt.
So you connect one side of the thing to it. Apparently people use it for pets. I'm surprised you guys, like if you're doing a long trip. Mm. You guys don't do that for pets in your car? doing a long trip?
We have like a doggy. She's got like a doggy bed, but I don't put it in my car. It's too big.
Well, that's what it's designed for.
My dog's too big.
You can't do this on a plane, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. They're not going to let you do that on a commercial flight.
Do you want to hear how my brain works as far as trying to fall asleep on a bus ever?
Yeah.
It will never happen because most likely, I'm not going to be on a long bus trip. I don't play for a minor league hockey team. Okay. Like,
I'm not going to catch a $50 bus.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
take a
New
Greyhound
York.
Bus to like Florida or whatever. I'll never fall asleep on a bus, a Greyhound bus, because I don't know. It was 25 or 30 years ago.
The guy got
had the misfortune of falling asleep next to a psycho who then took a butcher knife out of his knapsack, cut his head off, and then started consuming parts of his body.
Yeah, started eating.
Because that happened once 30 years ago, I'll never fall asleep.
My
on a bus.
Kids are young.
Ever, ever, ever.
But Stephen lives in a city. He travels everywhere by bus. And by train.
Yeah, and that's fine. You're traveling inside the city.
Even to go to like Poughkeepsie, like to go see his girlfriend.
Okay.
Or to go wherever. He has to travel by bus and by train.
Also, another reason, buses, highly unregulated. Like, you don't know who's running the company.
For sure.
What sort of safety inspections have been done on said bus.
I think it's a little shaky too, but the kids get used to it.
And it's cheap.
It's cheap.
That's
but I'm
the
with
biggest
you.
Part.
I don't see a scenario where I grab like a $50 bus to New York City. I just don't see that.
That'll
scenario.
Never happen.
I did that once within the last 10 years because my son wanted to go to New York City to walk around and look at all the shoe stores.
Right.
And actually, the bus trip was fine.
It was fine, of course.
The bus was like 20% full.
Right.
It was a comfortable bus.
Yeah.
I didn't have to drive.
It ended up being fine, but you and I have a thing. It just seems below us.
I don't know if that's it. I just don't.
No, I would say below.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Snobbery.
Maybe there's a little bit of snobbery there.
There's some snobbery.
That could be part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. But the
it's dumb. I don't feel comfortable ever driving in a car unless I'm the driver.
Right.
I can't be a passenger in a car in an Uber, in a Lyft, in a bus, and you driving me somewhere, I can't be comfortable.
Do you trust anybody in your family? Like, nope. On the way back from South Carolina,
even your daughters?
I let nope. Dylan drive for about 2 hours mm-hmm. and took like an hour nap.
I don't know how you could do
you
that.
You could never get in the car
with
Joe P then.
No.
But Joe P's like crazy ass driver.
Oh, he'll drive 100. He'll drive in the middle of three lanes. He doesn't let people pass. It's his road.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Aggressive New York driver?
Crazy driver.
Yeah, I would hate that.
I can't hear you, buddy.
That's jarring to me that JP would let his teenage son drive
and take a nap
on a vacation and fall asleep.
I don't know how he does it.
He's 18.
I know.
He's had a license for a while.
If you think he's... I don't know. By the way,
the drive on 95 is like a straight shot most of the time.
It is. Now, let's huddle drive. Yeah, if he's been driving for 2 years...
It's all the other psycho drivers you're worried about. I think truckers. You could do it. The 18-wheelers who would try and cut
you
off.
Would your dad fall asleep in a car and let you drive him?
My dad?
Yeah.
I can't relate.
When you're 18?
I can't relate to that. I don't know. I don't remember. That's so long ago. I can't. I don't have a comp on that.
He was asking me. I didn't let him drive on the way down there. But at some point, you have to have trust in your children.
I've done it with Meg. Where we drive, it's Meg, D, and I, and Meg will drive part of the way home, say, from Cornell.
Oh, I could never do that.
First of all.
Well, how old is she now, though?
Meg's 21.
Yeah, just 22. Teenage boy drivers are horrible.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Think about you when you're 18.
Yeah. I almost caused 100 accidents when I was 18. I'm not doing that.
I know, but...
He'd be looking at his phone.
But don't you would feel that way when they're, I mean, if you're
my dad wouldn't
parent.
Let me drive now. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, but
say, are you kidding me? Get in the back.
What are you, 42?
You're a grown-ass man.
No, I don't have that kind of machismo. I would say that's more machismo because if your dad thought you couldn't drive, he wouldn't let you drive by yourself.
No, he'd let me kill myself. He's not going to let me kill himself. Donk himself off.
Yeah.
I just place some faith in him.
Well, I say this tongue-in-cheek. But I do say this to my family when someone else is driving. Remember, if you kill us, I'm going to get all the press. You're going to be the and others.
Yeah.
So don't.
Don't kill
you probably
me.
Don't want to die.
Did you say that to Joe P when he's driving 120 miles an hour?
I said that to Joe P, but don't kill us all.
Right.
You'll just be an afterthought.
Right.
I can say it's never been a phrase I've uttered.
No,
of course I haven't.
JP and Bickle are much different than I am.
Yeah.
But I've probably made, over the last 6 years, my two daughters at Tech, I probably made 50 trips down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not once has my wife driven down there or back.
So if you went
not one
so
time.
If you went up to her and said, "Hey T, why don't you take the wheel?"
She'd
stop.
Fall
she,
over.
She would think you're an alien.
She'd fall
what
over.
What about this? Doesn't this happen to you? This happens to me all the time. Like
I could feel sickly. I could feel awful.
Well, hold on.
I could have 110 degrees fever. I wouldn't let my wife.
Let me finish. We went to the Nats game the other day with Vinny, Joe, and D. D's the perfect. She's the driver.
Right.
You got a DD.
Yeah, she's my driver. So in that scenario, you would do that? I mean, we would drink it all day.
Well, I wouldn't do that, but no, I wouldn't. I still wouldn't.
You would just have a drink or two and then just let it go away
Correct.
And then drive home when you're right.
Correct.
Yeah, see, this way we don't have to have a governor. You just be a maniac.
Well, look, if my wife wants to drive to a restaurant in Leesburg, okay,
right.
Which 10 minutes,
she doesn't want
that's
to.
Different. But I'm not letting my wife or my daughters or you or you or you drive me 3 or 4 hours.
You're just a super control freak.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
That comes
just,
out.
But I'm a
Jordan Bishop.
It's
with your
it's
bank
not just
account.
Jordan it's not
Bishop.
Just, hold on. Yeah, it's not just
Bill
being
Belichick?
A control freak. It's being I stress out because I don't trust who's driving, and
right.
I certainly don't trust the people around her.
You just feel like you're a better driver.
But that's why I asked. I can react quicker than someone else in the driver's seat.
That's why I asked about family. Like, I can get it that you'd prefer to drive if, I mean, it's been a while. Like, we're on some road trip, and you can drive, or Cakes can drive. You're going to prefer to drive. I get it. But every once in a while, I'll tell you, on a 7-hour drive or almost 8-hour drive from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Now, my wife doesn't like to drive, so I do all the driving. But to have my son and to be able to be like, hey, you can drive for a couple hours?
I wouldn't
trust
especially
when he's asking?
I mean,
I could never
sleep. So easy. Like,
I would be too freaked out. There's no way I could sleep.
Well, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning before we left at 7.
Well, whose fault was that? You're probably up watching Luca. Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah, I mean, that's on you. Like, if you know you have to drive at 7, you shouldn't be up until 2.
But why? It didn't bother me at all. I had an option.
He's a different cat.
I mean, I hand my keys to my son.
Yeah, I'm
like I said, you're different.
I'm with you. I would never do that.
Yeah, but your son drives to Kiowa.
Sure. But he's been driving for 10 years now.
I wouldn't let my daughter drive to Kiowa.
I wouldn't let him do his 18. No chance.
So
I'm not saying my daughter's a bad driver. I just couldn't, for me, I couldn't let her drive on a long trip to Carolinas, South Carolina. I couldn't do it.
All right, come back.
What were you going to ask me?
I don't know. I just think that your driving arrogance is now putting me off a little bit. Why do you think you're so great?
He thinks he's bald, man.
We need to have another test. I mean, like the steak test.
I'm going to stand up for Teresa. It's disrespectful. You think that she can't drive?
She's a little freaky when it comes to driving.
He's got trust issues. She's like JJ Redick, who plays
my wife
subs.
Likes to do?
Yeah.
If she sees something like something in someone's yard or if they're throwing something out, yeah. She'll look. She takes her eyes off the road a
right,
lot.
Right.
She's so into her job and maybe finding.
And then she's like JP, she's changing the radio all the time. Yeah. She's always doing that.
She's too distracted. You don't think you do stuff that bothers her?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask her.
Probably maybe the dustbuster he's holding a dustbuster 24/7.
Yeah, that's not while he's driving.
I probably drive a little too fast sometimes.
Yeah, what about when you get road rage? You have road rage. You're a road rage.
She gets pissed off by that.
But my
wife will sleep a lot on long trips, and she'll be on her phone. It doesn't bother her.
Right.
I could never do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep or be on my phone. My eyes will be on the road.
All right, when we come back, we will give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Nats take on the Cardinals, and you get to see that OAR post-game concert for free as well. We'll give you a chance to win those when we come back.